Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover the yard and lawn news and remind everyone of our upcoming extension programming, like our McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 15th. But first, did you know that using the Eastern Redbud Tree can help guide timely lawn care? Eastern Redbud Trees are native to Kansas, making them reliable signals of local growth conditions. When redbud trees reach full bloom, it serves as an indicator that crabgrass will quickly emerge also. Because each spring in Kansas is different, we can't rely on the calendar date to mark our applications. The timing of weed preventers is crucial because those products stop weeds from growing as the seed germinates or starts to grow. Remember, most weed preventers will have little to no effect on weeds that are already growing. Most often, people apply pre-emergent herbicide in the spring to target and prevent crabgrass, but it can also be effective in preventing other summer weeds, including goosegrass, foxtail, sandbur, barnyard grasses, spurge, purslane, puncture vine, an annual pigweed, and morning glory. Lastly, if homeowners want to achieve a healthy, well-attractive lawn this summer, now is the time to act. With that said, in our lawn and yard update, springtime maintenance in the lawn and landscape sets the stage for the success of the rest of the growing season. Not only can applying weed preventers be one way that we can reduce the workload later in the summer, but correct watering practices, mowing heights, and other maintenance practices can improve success and limit work during the summer months. KSE says proper maintenance is a proactive approach to reduce weed growth and other stressors to the lawn while minimizing costs and the environmental impact. For mowing, the optimum mowing height for a home lawn depends on what type of grass you have, lawn use, and the time of year. Mow at the high end of the recommended range for each species to improve drought resistance by encouraging deeper roots. For tall fescue, Kentucky bluegrass, and buffalo grass lawns, that would be a mowing height between 3 to 4 inches tall and around 2.5 inches tall for zoysia and Bermuda grass lawns. When mowing, only 1/3 of the grass leaf should be cut at a time. Proper timing of mowing means the grass clippings are shorter and can be returned to the lawn. This contributes nitrogen and other nutrients back into your lawn. We have all seen the long clippings that clump together, which blocks the sunlight to the live turf and promotes disease, so they should be bagged in compost. In watering, apply water in the early morning hours and wait as long as possible between the watering. For most lawns, watering once every 7 to 10 days is sufficient for a lush, healthy-looking lawn during the cooler season of spring. Avoid nighttime watering, which promotes disease development. For fertilizing, wait until May for the first fertilizer application of the season. Fertilize only to maintain a moderately green color during favorable weather, and not at all during times of weather stress. Avoid fertilizing lawns in the early spring months, as it favors both weed growth and summertime disease issues. Following these steps will get you headed in the right direction for a nice-looking lawn. In our calendar of events, for my wheat farmers out there, our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour is set for Friday, May 15th. We will start the day off with a meal starting at 11:30 at the MKC Training Center in Mound Ridge. At 1 o'clock, we will move to the Gawley Wheat Plot at 23rd Avenue and Cheyenne Road. And then at 3:30, we will end the day at the Inman Plot just east of 4th Avenue and Cheyenne Road. Make plans now for the annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 15th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.